Hello, hello, hello. I hope everyone is having a wonderful morning. I'm Maximiliano Figueroa, and this is The Interview. This is the podcast where we have a conversation every week with a special guests talking about the connection between different short stories and the real world. I hope you enjoy. Today's topic is about the multicultural short stories. Today's guests are Paula Concha.
Hello, I'm Paula Concha, and I'm a sociologist and anthropologist.
And Margarita Bañados.
Hello, I'm Margarita, and I'm a psychologist specialized on family issues.
We are going to focus the conversation with our guests in the connection between the short stories and the real world. Have you ever read Her Other Son? Making a short overview of the story, this is a story of a boy who lives with his family in the U.S. in a place called Rio Grande Valley in Texas. He lives with his old brother George, his mother and his father and his grandfather. They had a maid, Catalina, who lives in Mexico, felt the boys as part of her own family. Things were quite normal for the family until they have to move and Catalina's grandson gets sick. In this moment, everything changed for the narrator and his brother. I really recommend you this story. Now we are going to talk with the guests about the connection. Paula now is going to tell us about the social acceptance with the characters in this short story.
Well, the way that we see the social acceptance present in the story can be told when we see the relationship that the boy's family has with the maid Catalina, because even though she's from a different country, a different culture, and a different economic situation, they accept her and love her like she was part of the family. Also, you can see the social acceptance going the other way when the USA kids go to Catalina's house and all Catalina's families receive them with a lot of joy and kindness. And when the kids see Catalina's grandsons with their old clothes and toys and they don't get mad or judge them, they just understand the situation in where that boys are. And they are happy that their belonging that can be refused by them.
Margarita, do you have something to add to what Paula just said?
I think that's a very good example of social acceptance in the story, and in my opinion, the way that the family relates to Catalina is awesome, because they don't only see her as a maid, they establish connection with her, they support her with her problems, and they even got to know her family. And also, I think that the acceptance of the USA boys in the Catalina's family is great because they could be jealous of them or just don't have connection. But I love it how they are all nice to each other in the short story.
Now our special guest will talk about the social acceptance in the story related to when the US boys went to Mexico. Margarita, what is your opinion about this?
Basically, what happens in that part of the story is that when the boy says, I'm going to quote it, "We were a little afraid of crossing the border. There were always all these mean-looking men with guns on both sides of the border, and they never took off their sunglasses. In here, we maybe cannot see a verbally social rejection, but the way that the boy feels about these men in the border, looking at them like that just for being Americans, can be told as a way of how they don't feel fully accepted in the country. And that's why they are a little afraid of crossing the border. And that would be why we see this like social, kind of social rejection in that part of the story.
Paula, do you think that this type of social acceptance also happens in our society nowadays?
In my opinion, of course, that it happened in our society. Maybe we don't normally live situations like the one on the story about crossing the border, but it's still seen in our daily lives how the people need the social acceptance. In our society, we constantly see some people that need to be accepted, trying to fit in, while the other society sometimes accepted or sometimes the person doesn't feel accepted. I think maybe in other cultures, the type of social acceptance present in the book can be more easy to notice, but it's still present in our society, in the society that we live on.
Now, in this section, we will compare the real world with another short story, The Medicine Bag. This story is about a boy in his teenage years, find difficult to understand the importance of the family's root, to the point where he felt embarrassed and not sure of telling his friend about his Native American background. After his grandfather Joe begins adapting to his friends and surprised them with his story, at this point the boy starts appreciating the Native America inside of him. Just after Joe is able to see his change in his grandson, he gives him the biggest honor in the family, the medicine bag to carry with him at all times for protection. After that, Joe gets ill, and finally the narrator is able to comprehend the importance of the medicine bag. Now, our special guest will answer a question related to the importance of the family. That is a topic that we see in this story. Do you think family is important in children's growth? Before you answer the questions, you need to guide your answer in these points. 1. The family encourages you when you are surrounded by problems. 2. It's rare for children to live with their married biological parents. And finally, 3, your family is going to be your family forever, so they have to accept each other. Margarita, you can start.
Okay, thinking about the first theme, about how the family encourages you when you are surrounded by problems, we can see it in the story as how the grandfather goes to his daughter's house when he needs support from the family because he has these problems about that he's going to die or his medical condition. And also, it's seen as how the grandfather has support for the boy when he gives him the medicine bag. And about the second theme, I think that even though sometimes children are raised by people who are not their parents, their biological parents, and they can do it very well, there's even a study from the National Library of Medicine that says that children living with their married biological parents consistently have a better physical, emotional, and academic well-being. So I also think, as this study, that children with their biological and married parents would have a better growth.
About the third theme, I think that it's true that your family is going to be your family forever, so that's why the people in families have to accept each other in any case. And I can see it in the story when the boy gets kind of embarrassed about the idea of his friends meeting his grandfather, even though I think he should have not. And it turned out that his friend loved him, realizing that he had to accept how his grandfather was. And that was not a bad thing or something to feel embarrassed, because his grandfather actually was good, as he told his friends.
I agree with your point of view, and I find it's very true that the family encourages you when you are surrounded by problems. Like when you are in a stressful testing week, your family is always supporting you to be calm and sure of the subject you know for the test. Now, Paola and Margarita, I'm going to ask you some questions related to the previous one. 1. Do you think that when you grow up, the relationship with your parents get more distant? 2. What has the family meant for you in your life? 3. How do you think the relationship with the family can affect the social acceptance process of a person?
Actually, it's something natural, and it's part of the process of growing up. The fact that you get kind of separate from your parents, because when you get older, you stop needing that unconditional attention and caring from your parents, because you start to create your own life as an independent person. That doesn't mean that you get totally distant with your parents or that you lose the connection. It's just that the relationship changes as you and your parents are always changing through time. And what has family meant for me? Well, in my case, as we already discussed before in the interview, my relationship with my family has been a big support for me in my growth. In my family, I can find peace, support, and love. Also, my family has helped me to form myself as a person, helping me develop my abilities and teaching me values.
Well, in my opinion, about the relationship with the family and how it can affect on the social acceptance of a person, I think that it's very important and it's very related because, for example, if a person has a good relationship with the family, they create a more open mind so that they can accept people in the outside world and make a better social acceptance with other people. And in the other way, if the person has a bad relationship with the family in where he or she does not feel accepted in the family itself, probably that person will have a worse social acceptance outside and maybe don't accept other people as he or she was not accepted in the family.
And this will be for today in the interview. Many thanks to our guests and to the people who are listening to us. To make a quick see of what we talked today, we discussed with our guests about two topics: the social acceptance and the importance of the family. And we analyzed these topics in the multicultural short story that we see. As I said before, thank you very much, Paola and Margarita.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yes, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here in the interview.
Goodbye to everyone, and I wish you a very good day. Many thanks.